You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Selena DeSola, the co-founder of Glasswing International, a nonprofit organization which exists to empower Central Americans to live safely and thrive in their communities. Selena, certainly a privilege to have you with us today via El Salvador on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about your nonprofit organization. So first of all, for starters, what is Glasswing International?
Well, Glasswing is an innovative nonprofit that we started in El Salvador. We're based in Central America, and what we do is address the root causes of poverty and violence through public education and public health programs throughout the region.
I think that is absolutely phenomenal. Why did you found Glasswing International? You may have kind of partially answered that, but certainly want you to answer that a little further.
Sure. You know, I used to do disaster relief, so I worked in different parts of the world, as well as one of the other co-founders. And, you know, I think we really, I'm from El Salvador, and I grew up in this part of the world, and I really think that through Glasswing, we can help create safer spaces for young people. We have very high rates of violence here, and we really think that this is a part of the world where we can give people the opportunity to get involved, communities the opportunity to be part of the solution. You know, we're a locally based organization that works in the region, but our idea is to get everybody involved in developing solutions and implementing solutions, and we want communities and young people to thrive and not always, you know, feel like they have to leave the country or migrate or go somewhere else to find opportunities.
What is it that makes your organization different? And tell us more about your long-term sustainability model over temporary aid.
Sure. You know, one of the interesting things is I used to work in humanitarian aid, and you know, there are a couple different things. One thing that's very important for us is we decided to start the organization here in El Salvador, where I'm calling you from now, because by starting an organization and working locally in the part of the world where you implement your programs and you do your education and health stuff, you reduce these huge overhead costs that you might have when your offices are in the United States or in other developed countries. So that's part of it. Another part of it is we're able to keep our overhead under 5% because we get volunteers involved, we get communities involved, we get the private sector involved. So we have like we bring together efforts, and we really bring people together and catalyze them. So we're able to reduce the costs of you know, fixing a school or building a classroom or, you know, anything that it, you know, that we're doing, we're able to reduce those costs because we get others involved and we make sure the communities themselves are involved. So that helps make it more sustainable, it helps make it more cost effective, and we're here for the long haul. So it's not a temporary initiative. We also don't have a middleman. We're here and we implement the programs ourselves, which is exciting and challenging, but it also helps us be more sustainable.
No doubt, without a question. Today we're joined by Selena DeSola, the co-founder of Glasswing International, a nonprofit organization which exists to empower Central Americans to live safely and thrive in their own communities, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Selena, can you tell us more about your after-school care programs? Why are they so vitally necessary, and what difference are they making, and how many people have you helped so far?
You know, it's incredible to think, but we have over 22,000 children and young people benefit from our weekly extracurricular and educational programs. And just to give you an idea of the context here, in the public schools, kids are only in school for 4.5 hours a day. So you can imagine that leaves the rest of the 8 hours of the day. They don't go to school. They don't have any other activities. So kids have only 4 hours, and then obviously the more, you know, I guess the more free time you have, the more behaviors or risk, you know, the more exposure you have to risks and possibly getting into trouble. So for us, it was just really important to provide kids not only with more educational opportunities, but also recreational, cultural activities, sports. So we have Glee Club, Soccer Club, Science Club. And the cool thing about these clubs is that they're run by volunteers that we train. And each week, these children and young people have the opportunity to learn something, to be involved in a team, to develop their life skills, their self-esteem. And these after-school clubs that we have 80 schools that we're involved in permanently with these programs, it's pretty amazing how, you know, we've measured how their self-esteem has increased, how their grades have improved, their conduct's improved. So it's pretty amazing what keeping kids in school or at least in a safe environment longer, how it really does enable them to thrive. It's incredible how important they are. And in the United States, I think everybody's familiar with that, but in this part of the world, it's a relatively new idea, the idea of extracurricular and after-school programs.
Certainly exciting what you're doing, certainly for Central America. How can others get involved and support Glasswing International?
You know, there are a couple of ways, which is really neat. One thing is, as I mentioned, volunteering is so important for us. So we would love for people to get involved if they want to. We do these extreme school makeovers. If people want to get involved personally, we're only a four-hour flight, 4.5 hours from New York or from L.A. or from D.C. So we're actually not that far away. And then another way to get involved is we actually are hosting our inaugural gala in New York on Thursday, April 23rd. It's coming up, and a few tickets are still available if people are interested. And for those who are outside of New York, we welcome you to visit our website, which is glasswing.org, for ways that you can donate to us, support our programs, and also get involved on a personal level. We love the personal involvement because it's the best way to really understand what you're contributing to if you can actually get involved yourself. So those are a few ways that we'd love to invite all of your listeners to get involved with our organization and our work.
Well, I think it's phenomenal what you're doing, and we certainly appreciate your taking a moment out of your busy schedule to join us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you all the best in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the time, too.
Well, certainly very informative, and would love to have you come back and give us an update in the future. We've been speaking with Selena DeSola, the co-founder of Glasswing International, a nonprofit organization which exists to empower Central Americans to live safely and thrive in their own communities. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information, it's glasswing.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.